Welcome to Behind the Paddock, a podcast about all things Formula One related, where a fan of the sport gives you all the latest information you need to know. Hello everybody and welcome back to Behind the Paddock. I hope you are doing well and that you've had a great new year and also a great start to the year. 2022, baby, let's make it great. Mine was lovely. I was with some friends and there was weirdly a lot of TikTok dances happening throughout the night, which is such a random thing to do. I mean, do I think I can dance? Absolutely. I mean, in my head, I'm just amazing. But I say this because last night I went to a Zumba class and I quickly realized that there is a big difference between dancing on a night out, just giving it your all, and actually following an instructor. And well, how can I put it? I think I'm going to stick to motorsports because I couldn't follow the instructor to save my life. I had no rhythm. Nothing was happening. I was like, come on, Olivia, like give her something. And there was really nothing. Do you know, like when you're doing a class, like a gym complex at the gym, and you feel like the instructor's looking at you being like, come on, give us something. Well, I felt like that was me last night. So yeah, as you know, going back to TikTok, Behind the Paddock does have a TikTok account, which is doing shockingly unwell right now. Like I'm really trying. I try and like do these little Formula One skits. Like I'm really doing it my all. And I was telling my friend Marjolaine the other day, I was like, well, I'm trying to do this. Can you like go and give me a couple likes because they're not performing very well? And I did one eating ice cream and it was kind of a skit being like all the, oh, anyway, that doesn't really matter. Go and check it out yourself. And I was telling her how this last video that I did had close to zero views, like so little views. And bless her heart, because Marjolaine is an incredible human being, went to watch the video multiple times without telling me. And like a couple days later, I was like, oh, it's finally getting views. And she's like, yeah, I think it's me. So maybe all my TikToks up to now have been just multiply, like just watched so many times by Marjolaine. And you know what? If so, well, thank you, Marjolaine. I really appreciate. Anyway, going back to Formula One. So in today's episode, I thought it would be fun to do kind of, it's a new idea I'm just throwing out here. So kind of do a weekly podcast regarding all Formula One updates. So I don't know if you're familiar with my platform, and so my Instagram page of Behind the Paddock and the TikTok, well, the TikTok that's not doing very well, but I try and do these videos every week of like five things that you've missed in the world of Formula One. So just giving updates on five topics, and it's, I just find it so hard to narrow it down, and obviously because it's so short, the actual time that you have, you can't really talk about it that much. So I thought that, I mean, in parallel of other episodes I want to be doing with Behind the Paddock, because the premise of this podcast is understanding what goes on behind the paddock, I thought that it'd be fun if every week, obviously bouncing off those Instagram and TikTok videos I do, to just go more in depth about all the updates and what's going on. So just doing a podcast episode like that every week, but there will be other episodes in the same week of like other topics. I hope I'm making myself clear on this. So yeah, so this is a trial. I hope that it's enjoyable to listen to, and please let me know if you think that this is a good idea. And if it's not, well, I mean, any feedback is good feedback at this point. So just please let me know, really. That would be amazing. So anyway, here are all the Formula One news that you have missed this past week. Let's get into it. So our first piece of news from last week is Stefan Johansson wrote on his blog. So just to put it into context, Stefan Johansson was a Formula One driver from 1981 to 1991. He scored a total of 88 points and had 12 podiums. So that's quite impressive. So he said on his blog that Formula One is going towards a WWE scenario where the show is more important than the race itself. Now, This is ultimately going back to the debate that happened on the last Grand Prix, the Ultimate Grand Prix, where the race director, Michelle Massey, allowed five cars to unlap themselves, this making it much easier for Max Verstappen to make a move. So just to read out the rules of the safety car, just to really put it into context here. So the rules of the safety car is... So the rules state that unless the car is still necessary, once the last lapped car has passed the leader, the safety car can return to the pit at the end of the following lap. This whole statement from Johansson really shows that the race and the decision that the director made, it was really for the show, because if you look at what happened compared to what the rules state, well, it's a bit different. But I'm sure he had his reasons, but it's true that maybe he just wanted to make it a little more spicy towards the end, and he allowed those five cars to unlap themselves. So, I mean, we will never know truly what happened in the paddock at that point, but it was... I mean, some people, this is the thing, like, I feel like this is so controversial because everybody has such different opinions about it. So, I mean, WWE is, in my opinion, a bit extreme, but I can see in a way where he's coming from, but in another way, it's a bit extreme. Anyway. That is my take on it. So in other news, UPS is no longer a sponsor of Ferrari. Their 9-year deal has come to an end and will not be renewed. So the Ferrari partnership started in 2013. So they have been their official logistics partner for a while now. The first deal started in 2013 and the last deal was in 2017. And it's not going to be renewed for 2022. So talking about UPS, there's also the Mission Winnow, not too sure how to pronounce that, which was advertised everywhere on the Ferrari suit, on the cars for the past two seasons. And I'd had no idea that it's actually Mission Winnow, we're just going to have to go with that pronunciation, is actually from a tobacco company, which launched in 2018 a new affiliate, I guess, from the company, which promotes new technologies. So when that partnership came to fruition, there was a lot of criticism because it's kind of a way of getting tobacco back advertised in Formula One. So as you remember, back in the day, tobacco was like the thing, the sponsor, the thing. And that practice has actually been banned since 2006 because you can't promote smoking anymore. So that will be interesting. It will be interesting to see what kind of sponsors will replace them and how the branding, the suit, the car, everything will be done, which is really exciting to see. So in other news, I mean, maybe the most important news of last week, I mean, except from its next story, but that one probably kind of broke the internet, at least the Formula One world, is that Lando Norris has confirmed his relationship with Portuguese model Luisa Oliveira, who is, by the way, absolutely stunning. Just go and look at her Instagram. Stunning. So there have been rumours and speculations have been going for a while, and now it's all confirmed. And, well, Lando fans are not pleased. I mean, don't get me wrong, I kind of understand them. He was the last standing eligible bachelor on the Formula One grid, and now he's a spoken for man. So from my last research, I had to break it to you, they're all taken. Now, are the reserve drivers all taken? I do not know. And I will report back to you in the next episode because I have a feeling they're not all. So that's going to make something good to have in 2022, a new eligible bachelor. Do you know what? He's maybe not the main racer, but at least he's part of the grid, and that is the most important. Moving on to our next story is probably the most crazy, the most, I don't know, out of, it's probably the craziest news and the biggest news. I mean, from whose perspective, really? Because I know that the Lando news broke a lot of hearts. I don't know if this is actually breaking hearts, but it's quite shocking. Is that Aston Martin have announced that Otmar Szafranger has been replaced by Martin Whitmarsh as the new CEO of Aston Martin. Now, Otmar Szafranger has been with the company for 12 years. He started when it was Force India, which seems a million years ago. So Martin Whitmarsh is going to be the new CEO, and maybe he's a familiar face and a familiar name. I mean, I hope he is. I hope that means I'm pronouncing it well. And he was the CEO of McLaren from 2008 to 2013. But a little bit more about him. He left, obviously, McLaren in 2013 as CEO and team principal. And he went on to be a chief executive in the Ben Asile America's Cup Challenge. He basically went from F1 to yachts. So he left that role in 2017 and he's moved into an advisory position, and he's also on the global advisory, bloody hell, that's a difficult word, advisory board Formula E. Now, I don't know about you, but I've been getting into Formula E these past couple months and I feel like it's worth a discussion. So hopefully with some episodes to come very soon on this podcast, because Formula E is going to be great. I think there's a lot of things to say about it, a lot of interesting subjects to touch upon. So that's going to be great. Moving on to our next story of the week, and this is our most Hollywood story of this week, is that rumours are rolling that apparently Apple TV is set to produce a film about Formula One with, drumroll please, Brad Pitt in it. I mean, that is not your average movie, to be very honest. And there will also be Lewis Hamilton, who is set to have some sort of involvement in it. Now, is he going to be an actor? Will he just like give a bit, I don't know, behind the scenes for the actors? How brilliant would it be to have Lewis Hamilton act on screen? I think it'd be brilliant. And moving on to our next story. In other news, Ferrari are set to begin talks to extend Carlos Sainz in order to continue alongside Charles Leclerc, whose contract was ending in 2024, but he's expressed desire to continue into at least 2026. So that'd be exciting. I mean, what a good-looking pair, right? I mean, I feel like media-wise, sponsorship-wise, they must do so well because they are really two good-looking guys. So good on you, Ferrari. Keep that contract going. And Carlos did his best ever season with last year within his first season of Ferrari. So that is just promising within it all. So that's going to be amazing. I'm really looking forward to see them two race alongside for a couple more years. That would be great. So talking about, I don't know, I'm just trying to jump subjects, but I didn't find a good transition. Lewis Hamilton turned 37 on the 7th of January. Happy belated birthday, Lewis. But however, he's not broken his social media silence since losing against Max Verstappen. I hope that he's doing a digital detox and that he's loving it and that he's not, that he's having fun outside of social media. That is the most important, because social media is not everything in life. So yeah, somebody who's been quite active on social media is Kevin Magnussen, because he wrote a book. It's called All or Nothing. Woof. And let me tell you, it really is all of it, because there are a lot of juicy things coming out, such as Williams approaching him to have the 2021 seat, replacing George Russell with Kevin Magnussen. That's wild. Well, I mean, he didn't end up having the 2021 seat because he's not been in F1 this past season. But how crazy is that, really? Now, is the book out? I don't honestly know. I can't seem to figure it out. So I'm guessing it's not, but I will keep on doing a very in-depth research. And if it is, I will let you know as soon as possible. I went on a Facebook group to ask if it was out. So I just wanted to tell you, there's a lot of determination going on here. So I hope that you appreciate it. And the last news, which is quite honestly amazing. I spoke about this on Instagram, but I just think it's wild. So the head engineer of McLaren has been honoured by the Queen after the Mercedes team designed a life-saving device to help the NHS in the early stages of the pandemic. He helped create a continuous positive airway pressure as the government were worried of the lack of ventilators. So yeah, I know what you're thinking. Formula One saves lives. I think that's absolutely insane. And I mean, don't get me wrong, we all know how the technology in Formula One is so advanced. It's one of the best in the world. But the fact that this out of the ordinary technology can actually help hospitals and patients is just, it's wild. And I think it's so, so brilliant to hear. And so to the engineering team at Mercedes, I think bloody well done to you. That's brilliant, honestly. And so yeah, that was your weekly recap of all things Formula One related. I hope that you found this very interesting, and let me know what you think of this latest news, and I hope that you enjoyed it, and I will see you very soon actually for a new episode. Bye everybody, take care.